else going?
Yeah.
Denise?
No.
Mr. York?
Yes.
Morning. How are you today?
Oh, fair enough.
It's Monday.
It is. Another one. There's 52 of those in here.
I usually have 5 a week.
Really?
Yeah. That's right. There's something else and I can't remember what it was. That's fine.
Also, our first the chairperson of the partnership, I just want to say that thank you to the commissioners for your support. I mean, I know it would not have happened without that 5 years ago with the first monies that were given and hiring of an ED director. My passion is ED, and you come all the way. That's the things we need to, you know, move forward with and maybe down the road and so forth. But you guys have been the backbone of this organization. I certainly appreciate it as chairperson of the partnership. February 2nd, we hired Brenda. And Brenda has brought up and met with about 6 or 7 months, so much to the county. They've all seen that. So I just want to turn it over to Brenda, show some things, and we'll go from there.
Well, this is going to be redundant, I guess, to two of you, but to me, since you weren't able to speak, but I'm sorry about my computer not coming up. Okay, so, we've done a lot of marketing and trying to stick with the theme with our website. And our, so this is pretty much mirrors our website and our banner and everything, but partnership for the development of our future. And this presentation, of course, was done last Tuesday and it was all our investors, and a big thank you to all of the investors who have been there for the last 5 years and growth of the partnership thus far. Okay, so you all are familiar with the Provo County Development Partnership. Was formed to address important growth issues development issues while assisting in the creation of jobs and opportunity for everyone in Provo County now and into the future. And the primary focus is business retention, new business recruitment, marketing and community outreach, workforce development, and our mission is to advance, encourage, and promote industrial, commercial, and civic development in Provo County. And we are, you know, a conduit for whether it's workforce development issues in the county, small business, entrepreneurship, state and local incentives, bringing those in when needed, and location and facility development of our existing workforce. And of course, we have regional partners who are very valuable in all economic development efforts across the state. And ours is, of course, the Jobs Ohio State Development Coalition. We work with them closely if an existing company or a new company is considering coming, but if an existing company and their expansion as well. They help create leads. For instance, the site selector consultant connections. We have one of those coming up in 2 weeks, and we're working on another video for workforce development just to show what a good workforce we have here in Provo County, the work ethic, the skilled labor, and retention percentages, like the turnover at Henny Penny is only 2%. It's, wow. It's fathomable across the state. So we're going to focus on that. Rodney, he has 16 of his 17 employees, and one plus are Provo County residents. He has a really good work crew. Henny Penny, you know, we're going to focus on the quality of their workforce and also the 2% turnover. People love working there. And Bolin also. not only do they pull from Crawford County, but they pull from Indiana, they pull from Butler County, and those are important things to let Price Electors know that we have an available workforce. But Business First is also, they help with marketing and promotion, and we are part of that greater Dayton region, of course. And the Regional Collaborative, they help us. Oh, I forgot to mention Jobs Ohio's data software program where people across the nation, if you're looking for a site, they can find it on the Jobs Ohio site. And Business First, they help us with our retention data collection. And then, of course, you know, I just mentioned what Crawford County Development Partnership, that all three of us working together as regional partners is a really dynamic model that I see a lot of other areas in the state trying to mirror that. And regional wins, I was at a Jobs Ohio meeting not long ago. You may have been there. I can't remember. It was at A1. But I liked it because three of ours were focused. Highlighted our regional win in Lewisburg, Eaton, West Alexandria. You can see that since 2010 at 13.8% unemployment, we're down as of May at 4.5%. So people are working and making it a little more difficult for people to find workers, but it's happening. So FedEx, for instance, since 2010, they had 206, as of 2 weeks ago, 344 employees. So I think that is 130-some new jobs. And when you add 120 new jobs that Pratt has done, that is about almost 260 new jobs in the county just in those two companies, one in the last 5 years. So we're in the last year. And the Kenny project, I should focus a little more on the Pratt because that's a 350,000 square foot building, $52 million investment, which is huge. It probably was one of the top in the state. And you can see the partners, everybody was a key player in the development project. I'm sorry? Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I remember sitting here we went to the Port Authority and we had a special meeting, I think it was, on a Friday afternoon. It was before the fair, I think. It was hot out, so I said, well, you guys stepped up and you did a great job of coming from the county for the budgets to make that happen.
And then, of course, the
Henry
County investment, that's an $800 investment. 48,000 square foot expansion. It is a training facility. It'll make a lot of good things happen here. It's not just the training of Henry employees, it's also training of other customers. So, other product. But 440 for a kind of development partnership, the city and people are part of that. The DNA tool project, of course, that was more a retention project than new jobs, but it was a $1.2 million investment in expansion. 35,000 square feet with a lot of partners also in Walmart. Rexmark, that was a good project. I saw the cleanup around the building. That not only benefited Rexmark, but the visual appearance of what West Alexandria looks like back in there and the little company next door. So that's jobs retained at 30 and hopefully 10 new jobs with that. And you can see the partners in that as well. And these are accomplishments that I pulled, just not everything, but it's some of what went on in the last 5 years. And of course, these are things that maybe if I can't speak to, some of you know about them already. But, joining the Business First, and you can see that these are all just really important things to start up in the Economic Development Division. There were grant dollars involved. The Work Ready Community, the ACT Work Ready Community pilot. We are very close to being a certified Work Ready Community, and we're the only one in the state of Ohio when that happens. Partnered with Sinclair on a $250,000 project with the Board of Regents to develop that manufacturing transit center, which is huge. It's a wonderful marketing piece for us. AutoCAD, SolidWorks, the Machine Lab, Industrial Maintenance. all of these jobs pay really well. And then I mean, get in high school, get in as high school, and then you know, contracts are, I guess, at least 99-year lease or something like that, so they'll still be there, it'll be good, the development will be going on.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing, it's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, those are good jobs.
And I just met with, you know, one of the companies here, just, you know, the connection with them and the Workforce Development Division is really good because, of course, I used to be there, but one of the companies wanted, he said, I can fill a class with 6 people for SolidWorks. That's what it takes, is 6 people in a class, so that will be happening soon for one kind of group. Over the last 5 years, I guess there were 2 economic development forums, business retention celebrations, and national manufacturing days events, which will continue with that. That's huge. I'm going tonight to senior orientation at National Trail to talk to the seniors who, well, they'll be graduating next summer. We have employers who are interested, if they're 18 and over, they can do internships with the companies and start jobs in the summer. So we have, you know, Silfax, Bullen, Hennepin, Tim and Steele. They're all definitely interested in these seniors when they graduate. Let's see.
Are you going to be at the other schools too? Do you have plans to?
Well, we have tried, and actually Scott from the city of Eaton sent me an email Friday about, it may not be single orientation, but he wants to
do it. It seems like getting that information to graduating seniors would be really valuable for everybody.
Oh, yeah. And this is good because the parents are there, too. So they can see, you know, these are good paying jobs. So, but yeah, we met with the high school principals because we're talking to, not principals, yeah, the principals, the high school principals, to talk to them about, you know, the work keys, because we want to do work keys, national food array credential certification again this fall, just before manufacturing day. We're trying to get more of the principals involved. We have 2 that are highly involved right now with our workforce committee, but we are definitely interested in having the others. So, the creation of the revolving loan fund, we're happy because this week we're meeting with our first loan applicant and just to finalize some of the details and hoping that that goes through. So, we're excited about that. These are some of the new things, and this is my work document because actually, after I did the presentation, I found out that. But you know why? I really didn't want to scratch them out because I know that Shonda did a lot of work on trying to retain these businesses. And the work that was done, you can't take that away, even if, you know, even if they weren't successful. And I believe just one over here, and that was due to a tragedy, but new business that was created in the last 20 years. So, again, you know, Jeff just talked about what they've done since February, is hiring an economic development director. We retained the services actually just before I came on to help assist with a new year, 5-year campaign. And we're moving the administrative functions from the Department of Chamber to our office now, so that the chamber is taking all the checks in from the investors. That's going to be something that we'll handle from our office now that we are established and Sarah can have that capacity. So some of the things that we've been doing since February is I'm working very closely with Jobs Ohio. I've already done a couple site selection meetings with them. Again, another presentation coming up in a couple weeks. Let's see, our first revolving loan fund of $30,000. We're working really diligently, and it's going to take a while, but we're updating the community economic development strategy, which has not been updated since 2003, and the comprehensive land use plan that has not been updated since the year 2000.
I just want to say Brad Kramer's been very involved in that. So I just want to say thank you for, you know, Brad being involved in that, for the partnership.
Yeah.
He's been great.
Yeah. I mean, just
you know, trying to get out to the communities like we've done with West Alexandria, and we had a mayor's meeting where we had them complete surveys for the elderly land for us, have a township meeting coming up, a council meeting coming up. We want everybody to be involved because this is Crowley County's plan, it's not the partnership's plan, so we need everybody's input on that. We were awarded a $20,000 EPA grant. I applied for that 3 weeks in and got that through the help of
Georgine
is also a psychologist and is going to covering expenses for the website and expenses for the master plan development. So, assisted in the Crowley County Consolidated Plan, which you guys helped me understand why. Economic Development Department, I think, is the partnership in your paperwork for that, which is important to me. I learn something new every day on these things. So, let's see. The Atomic Music Festival, Bridges Bicycle Blues, and the Historical Society and the Theater, the partnership. We always vote on that, and when we sponsor something, it's because it helps bring business into the county, and that's key. So, the Area Manufacturers Community Leaders, the schools participate in the National Manufacturing Day each November. It's designed to introduce the students to manufacturing and make them more aware of the opportunities right here in Crowley County. And also continuing with the strategy for the work-ready community, that's very important. It's a very good economic development tool that we can focus on with SPICE lenders as well. Working closely with the educational partners to make sure that they know what manufacturers are telling us that they need as far as the training goes and that how important that manufacturing lab is there and getting new training programs for our manufacturers. We also, I talked a little bit about the freshman and senior orientation nights, the business growth workshop, and I know that Rodney was there for that, and he really enjoyed that. That was a free service to the community, whoever wanted to come, and that was valuable. It was probably a price tag of $400 per person, I think, an advocate or something like that. So, working closely with the websites, we're still working on that. You guys have been beneficial in helping us to get those links so that people can see the site. I know now when you put in Crowley County Development Partnership, it does come up to the site. You can see the new website and the video. We're advertising in the flatbook, we're working on marketing materials. We have published and created the winter and spring newsletters, which we will do a summer newsletter at the end of summer. So again, our customer strategic initiatives are to retain and expand existing businesses, and that's at the top of the list because the businesses that we have, I mean, we can't afford to lose any of them. And just making sure that they're happy and they have what they need. We are working with Joe, the assistant city manager, Joe Farrell, on a business wallet. Joe and I participated in one in Fairborn last week just to see what it was like, and I absolutely loved the system and the process. So we're working with Business First and the other economic development partners to help us with that. And we're doing an unusual one because it's going to be the city of Eaton, maybe into Greensburg and then into West Alexandria. So we'll be asking for businesses that we can complete with the West Alexandria. And of course, assisting the startup as well, generating businesses. Matt and I have tossed around several ideas about small business development, who we could utilize. Ray was the SCORE person I know in my past in economic development. SCORE has been very beneficial to people that are starting a business and helping them develop their business plan. And I think Ray, with maybe some health issues, he's such a wonderful community partner, and he's ready to let that go, I think. And so we're talking to the small business development group out of Dayton, who is a regional partner, and she is willing to help businesses with business plans and such. And again, attracting businesses to Crowley County. We have someone who canceled last week that it would be a third visit for them to come and look at this time of year, flying in from New Jersey and Florida and such. So maintaining the database, this is tough work because when a realtor goes to site, Sarah has to do all the logistics and information on that. Keeping that site updated so that when somebody does ping into that across the nation, from Texas or California, see what kind of county has all the way to find it. Filter those if you need to create a system or something like that. So that's just something we have in the house and why it's really invaluable to us. But keeping it up is adding all the realtors and consultants who call. That's quite a job. Promoting existing workforce resources, of course, I talked a little bit about that. And then capital development, we are working with, like I said, our folks who are all more defined, and entrepreneurship development, personal business development connection. So if we have any issues, I don't like to talk about problems, but it would be finding qualified workers, with our employment rate down. So we have a hard skills gap and sometimes a soft skills gap, but we work with our partners. At Ohio Means Jobs and our educators, we have excellent relationships with all of those. Land and building, again, keeping updating that master plan is huge, and then having the ready signs, so those are going to be a lot of them. And then, of course, we ask how can you engage, be involved with one of our communities, whether it's workforce community, marketing, business development, attend the board meetings. The business walk is going to be critical. Any of our business relationships. These are our board of trustees who are key to the success of the partnership. And thank you. And I'm going to turn this on my phone. Have you seen our video? Okay. So this was launched last Tuesday, and we're really proud of it.
There's no way you can go
on the So, actually, I met Jane Marshall at the community partnership when we were updating that document, and she offered to tour me around. So she showed me, you know, some of the organic farms and certified organic. I didn't know any of that. I'm learning all of this, and I need to know what, you know, the Denmark and is that what it's called?
Great.
Yeah.
You're close.
I have
nose. You're close.
So, and you know the difference in a silo and all of that. So, and she had even stopped and introduced me to some of the farmers, which was good. And then Rachel, I have gone to one farm bureau meeting. Rachel Longdon came into my office and we talked, and just that connection is there. I know that I have stopped at several farms, and you know, I hear what they need is the same thing that you've heard too. You know, they like to have another lumber, that car builder is gone, they like, you know, a small machine shop. So I've been talking to some of our actual, you know, manufacturers to see if they have capacity for doing any machining for some of the farmers too. And it's a good connection. I went to the Farm Bureau meeting, you all were there, that was the annual one, so that's the second one I've been to, because I did go out to Joel's Homestead to one when I saw the legal and the housewife was there. And, but yeah, I do believe that that's important to understand what their needs are and stay in touch with them. So I've been doing that. Do you have any questions?
Just appreciate all you do. I know Jeff, you say thank you a lot, but thank you because you've had great leadership, and you know, you're only as good as your leadership, I believe. And it's great to have Brenda on board. Amazing what you've done in the small amount of time you've been here. But kind of just a minute here, you know, when I look at it, when I got involved with the partnership, it was in its infancy, and I think we've had a big mountain ahead of us. It kind of seemed overwhelming to me because everything was new. But when I look at what we've done from a marketing standpoint, the relationships between the businesses and getting the businesses and the, you know, local government involved, getting the buy-in, the networking and communication. I mean, I can go to any key business in the county right now and I have key contacts. I don't think we would have that without partnership, because we see each other all the time, and you know, we're not afraid to ask each other for favors, and we're all in the same boat. And my wife would make fun of me if I say babe, but I guess I'm just excited to see where the partnership's going. I wish I could be more involved, but I'm not the president, so I gotta sit on the sidelines. But that's killing me. I just want to get with the relationships that we have with CDC and St. Clair with the workforce development. None of this would have happened without the partnership. And, so I guess I'm just excited to see what the future holds, because we're just getting started here, in my opinion.
Yeah, CTC, they're coming out with a mobile lab, so they'll have their trainers on the electric trailer, and that's exciting.
I appreciate your comments, no doubt, and the partnership with our chairperson, but we couldn't be here to do it without your support. That you guys were the ones that stepped up, made this happen, so forth. So we want to continue to work together and have your support to make this city better. Bottom line. We appreciate it.
Things are just starting to fall into place, and it feels good.
It is, yeah. Having the wall hands,
she is getting ready to take on some additional, you know, duties as soon as Virginia has time to give her more training on that process. And, but it's good. It's good.
I just want to say thank you, Commissioners, for the time this morning to be out.
Thank you.
This is continuing our ED efforts around Crawford County. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions for us?
Well, I appreciate, I am a huge fan of the businesses in the U.S. that run our economy. This is our jobs. And that communication piece between all the partners is hugely important. We especially need to keep our finger on the pulse of what they need, and if, you know, if us as the government in a way, how we can get out of the way and keep them moving. So I do appreciate the attention that our current businesses are getting and their efforts to bring in new skills.
Thank you. It's everybody has been really easy to work with and very grateful, gracious. And I look for a home in Crawford County.
I'm just
barely out.
Yeah, it's funny. I think you see a passion for economic development that shows.
Yeah.
And I think I do too, and I would have never guessed that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very addicting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to see it once.
It's customer service.
It is.
Well, the more our businesses succeed, the more we all succeed.
Understand this, and we've got some great people in the partnership to do this.